With the possibility of a war with Iraq, federal authorities have been interviewing Iraqis living in the United States. Iraqis also are one of the groups being required to undergo special registration with the INS. For Arab American and civil liberties groups, those steps are reminiscent of another time when America's security was threatened during World War II. They're worried America's getting ready to repeat a great historical mistake. NPR's Greg Allam reports.
John Tateshi is with the Japanese American Citizens League. He's concerned that some Arab Americans may have to relive his family's experience. Tateshi was one of more than 110,000 people of Japanese ancestry who were forced into internment camps by the government between 1942 and 1945.
I think it could happen again if the climate gets intense enough, if it gets bad enough in this country. You know, another terrorist attack in the United States, and God knows what might happen in terms of civil liberties. And that's a real concern that I have.
Over the past several months, a debate over the possibility of wartime internments has also emerged in legal journals. One of those who has written about it is Georgetown University law professor David Cole. He says the legal basis for the internment of foreign nationals is clear. Cole says it goes all the way back to a law written when John Adams was president, the Enemy Alien Act.
If we declare war against Iraq, then the Enemy Alien Act would authorize the president to detain Iraqi nationals over 14 years of age on pure suspicion, on mere suspicion. And he wouldn't have to give them a hearing. He wouldn't have to make any kind of findings whatsoever that they were in fact dangerous. He could simply lock them up on the basis of their nationality.
There's also historical and legal precedent. In 1944, the Supreme Court upheld the law that forced people of Japanese ancestry from their homes on the West Coast. But Eric Muller, a law professor at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, says a lot has changed since then. He points out that 8 of 9 sitting Supreme Court justices have written legal opinions repudiating that court decision, and the country has paid reparations to those who were interned. Muller agrees that wartime detentions clearly are legal. He says where the Roosevelt administration went wrong was in the indiscriminate way in which it rounded up and forced into camps people of Japanese ancestry, an internment that included about 70,000 American citizens. If there are wartime internments again, Muller believes, that mistake is not likely to be repeated by the Bush administration.
They've definitely cordoned off aliens in ways that are very troubling to many people, but they have also been quite careful about honoring the boundary between citizenship and being an alien, which was the essence of what the Franklin Roosevelt administration missed back in 1942.
David Cole agrees that if there are wartime internments, they're likely to be targeted at non-citizens.
And the question then is, will the American people be as concerned about locking up a smaller number of people without strong evidence that they are suspicious or dangerous or engaged in some kind of espionage or sabotage?
Eric Muller says if there are internments, that doesn't necessarily mean that the government is headed down a slippery slope and is repeating the mistakes of history.
It may in fact be the case that in some small way we have learned something in the last 60 years. We've learned that it is irrational and hurtful and deeply offensive to basic constitutional principles to indulge a presumption of disloyalty simply on the basis of the fact of where somebody's parents were born.
Although wartime internments are lawful, legal scholars like Mueller and Cole say there's another question. Do they make sense? Many of the Iraqis in the U.S. came here as refugees from Saddam Hussein. Arab American leaders say if all the people of Arab descent in the U.S., the ones most willing to support war against Saddam Hussein, are the Iraqis. Greg Allen, NPR News.